Okay, we have another caller on, Sheldon from Tucson. Are you there, Sheldon?
Hello, Dr. Carley.
Hello.
I did want to throw this out that that particular day of the week that Alex Jones is on is a Sunday, which you were supposed to be on his show, and that's aired on a commercial mainstream FM radio station, so that might be the reason they didn't allow you on there that day.
Well, then why didn't he schedule me for another day?
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on his show three times. But I'm just letting people know. I don't know what's going on. With this kind of information, that would obviously not be the best show to have us on to report this information to the people. But I get so many people calling me and emailing me, asking me what's going on, what's going on. So I'm just letting you know, I don't know what's going on. I send his producer, Jason, copies of the WHO memos, which are now on my website. Those are so revealing. They prove their genocidal intent. And, you know, there's nothing more important than this at the present time, in my opinion. And this is not about me. This is about what's coming, the pandemic that's coming that they're going to create. And
I did see your article, Doctor, on InfoWars not too long ago.
Okay, cool. Excellent. But
there's something also I wanted to really get off my chest about Alex Jones, if I may.
Okay.
I don't know if this We for Change is related to members from Alex Jones' outfit, but something that really, really bothers me about Alex Jones is he's what I consider the mainstream attorney for the media, because he calls people that don't believe towers hit the World Trade Center complexes no planers. He calls Dr. Judy Wood a space beamer. And he's suppressing the real truth about what happened to those towers on 9/11. And Dr. Judy Wood is really the one with the most qualified credentials as a scientist to know what happened to that complex. And I would highly encourage folks to go to drjudywood.com or my website, thelightofdayradioshow.com, to go in and listen to the interview that I've been posting of her. And I'm also posting commercial-free RBN shows that Dr. Carley's been doing on my website as well. So if anybody wants to go and listen to the commercial-free archives of these Dr. Carley shows, it's thelightofdayradioshow.com.
And I just want to say, first of all, Sheldon, I really appreciate you doing that. Second of all, I could not more heartily agree with you about Dr. Judy Wood. I've had her as a guest on my show as well. Dr. Deagle was another one that tried to convince me that she was, you know, basically, you know, fringe out there, whatever. But after reviewing her information, and I have a number of DVDs that I was sent from a gentleman in England who's also been on my show about this.
Andrew Johnson.
Yes, and I did talk to her the other day. I'm not at liberty to talk about what she told me yet in terms of her Quitam lawsuit. It's really amazing what's going on, folks. That's all I can say. But when the time is right, she will be on my show to give an update about that, because this very brave American has actually brought a lawsuit. Basically, it's pretty funny how that whole Quitam thing works out, that you know, sue to prove to the government that they were ripped off by the 9/11 commission and that everything they were told was a total fraud. And it's not surprising at all what's gone down. But, you know, she continues to do what she needs to do. And everybody should be checking out her website. All of these thermite people and all of these other individuals that are talking about planes going into the World Trade Center, it's much worse than that, folks, and it proves the level of the technology that they've developed. And that's one reason that I tell people, yes, you can have your, you know, be loaded and ready and you know, be ready to protect your family. I'm not saying not to do that, but the level of the weapons that they have developed, the non-lethal weapons and the lethal weapons that they can use against Americans, is really quite amazing. So,
right, to make it really simple, what was used that day was directed energy weapons, and this QTAM lawsuit goes after 23 contractors that the National Institute of Standards and Technology hired to figure out what happened up to conditions leading to the collapse of the towers. And guess what? Two of the contractors that NIST appointed are direct developers and manufacturers of directed energy weapons. And this Hurricane Erin that was parked right off the east coast of the U.S. is never talked about by people in the so-called 9/11 truth movement. And I'd appreciate it if your guests would pick up on this information, if you would sometime.
Well, actually, I don't know. Did I ever give you any of those DVDs, Justin?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm going to make a point to make a copy of those DVDs for you, and you can spread those around as well. Because one thing that people have to realize, I mean, there's many good intentioned people in many of these organizations, but they also bring in disinformers, provocateurs, and people to lead people down the wrong path. So you always have to be on the lookout for that. But I know that you're looking for the truth, Justin. And, yeah, you definitely need to have a copy of these DVDs of Dr. Judy Wood's work. So I'll make a point of making copies of those for you, and I'll make sure I get those to you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, thank you for the call, Sheldon. We have David Amos, one of my favorite Canadians. And Werner has cattle that are being attacked by directed energy weapons, like Sheldon was just talking about. So all of these things have to be faced by the people. This is what our governments are doing, and we're paying for it.
All right,
and,
that's the point of the call.
Yes.
If you could effect an introduction to Jason, is it, and Sheldon for me, just sort of convey my sincerity.
Justin is my guest on now, and Sheldon of Tucson, yes.
All right. I was going to send them the same emails that just went to New York.
Excellent.
Now, you mentioned Quim Tam in a lawsuit there, I think Dr. Judy Wood.
Dr. Judy Wood, yes. Qui Tam, yes.
Yes. Consider this, Dr. Carley. I have no doubt, but I haven't checked, but I have no doubt that Baxter and all these inoculations, etc., that you're concerned about, are no doubt funded by federal taxpayer dollars by way of Medicare.
Oh, that's highly involved, yes. I just want to say that a number of people are requesting those documents, David. Please send them to Sheldon Day. His email is GEM, G-E-M-3, in Tucson, G-E-M-3, the number 3, in Tucson, T-U-C-S-O-N, at Q, as in quiet, .com. Drew Raines would like to get a copy of them. He's Skyping me. Please send those documents to Drew, D-R-E-W, Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, at yahoo.com. And, Justin, if you could give out your email again so that David could send you these emails, because I assure you the stuff that David is uncovering, I mean, this is like top of the line.
Yeah, absolutely. It's eternalvigilance1776@gmail.com, eternalvigilance1776@gmail.com. And I'd like to thank Bob Montgomery from Virginia. He just sent me a really nice email, and I appreciate it, Bob.
Okay, and David, I just want to say next week, Marianne, I'm supposed to have Greg Fisher on from Long Island talking about the corruption and fraud that's going on there. Just people need to know about this. I mean, it's not just happening in Long Island, but Long Island happens to be a cesspool.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. So I just want to say to Marianne that I'm hoping she can be on with us next week as well to talk about her case, because she's done so much to try to help me with my son's situation, which, of course, has gone nowhere.